to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
This is Counterthink with Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. This is one of the last three episodes of Counterthink, as I am transitioning to a new show called Food Forensics, and that will be at foodforensics.com. But until then, this episode is going to be mind-blowing like all Counterthink episodes, and it begins with this realization that governments in the United States, that is state governments, are now moving to allow humans to be composted and used as fertilizer, so to speak, on the food supply to be fed back to humans. Now, this is happening right now. I'm not inventing this. I never invent anything for Counterthink, as much as some of the issues seem very surprising to people. This is a law that has now passed the Senate and the House of Representatives in the state of Washington. It's Bill 5001, titled, quote, Concerning Human Remains, and it's reported by the Seattle Times. It's expected to be signed by Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, who wants to sign the bill that would legalize the composting of human beings. This is something ripped right out of Soylent Green. We can begin with acknowledging a few realities of cannibalism that exist in our medical system today. Vaccines, for example, are made, according to the CDC, they're made with aborted human fetal tissue cell lines. These cell lines are, of course, used to clone human tissue that's inoculated with disease and then used to manufacture vaccine material that is injected back into other human beings. And some of the tissue that's used for research by the vaccine industry is, of course, harvested from aborted human babies via Planned Parenthood and other, you know, abortion operations. They sell their materials to biotech and the vaccine industry and the pharmaceutical industry. And then some of that is makes its way back into vaccines to be injected into humans. So vaccinating your children is actually a form of medical cannibalism. And for those who are of Jewish faith, vaccines are, of course, non-kosher. Absolutely non-kosher, because it violates the literal advice from God in the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament, which says you're not supposed to drink the blood of any animal, you're not supposed to eat the blood of animals, and of course, it didn't have to be stated at the time, but you're also not supposed to drink the blood of other people. It should be a common principle of living in congruence with God, you know, don't eat other humans. But that's exactly what the vaccine industry does, and now that's what the state of Washington is about to legalize. So in the law, what they can do is, instead of a person being cremated after they die, they are composted, they are turned into kind of a sludge, and then it's just put down the drain into the city sewer system. Now, that city sewer system, by the way, is collected. All the sewage of every city, including Seattle, is collected. And it's turned into what's called biosludge or biosolids. And the waste, the feces, and now the dead bodies of all the people in these cities. And this is true in Austin, Texas, as much as it is Seattle or Los Angeles or New York or any city, frankly, in North America. They use this biosludge. They have it trucked out and dumped on croplands in the surrounding rural areas. So what is effectively happening here is that the state of Washington is legalizing the liquefaction of human corpses to be used as fertilizer on the food supply so that food can be fed back to other human beings. This is happening. This is real. And when we return here on Counterthink, I'll explain what's the real purpose behind this, because it's all about the mass killing off of human civilization, human beings. Stay with us here on Counterthink with Mike Adams. We'll be right back with more.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
So if you ever wanted to eat your dead relatives, you are now going to be able to do that in the state of Washington, where it's about to become legal to compost humans, flush their liquefied bodies down the sewer, and then collect that biosludge that's produced by every city, dump it on farms to grow food that is fed to your children in the school lunch program, or actually just fruits and vegetables that you buy in the grocery store. So this is creating what leftists call a green recycling initiative. Yeah, they want to recycle human bodies into the food supply. It is Soylent Green all over again. But there are a couple of issues that I have to cover on this. Number one, what's the purpose of this? Why are they suddenly in a rush to legalize human composting? And then secondly, how toxic is a typical human body? Let's start with the toxicity question first, because it's actually easier to answer. Humans are incredibly toxic. In other words, humans are filled with toxic heavy metals, toxic chemicals, toxic pharmaceuticals, hormone disruptors. Humans are the most toxic, quote, animals on the planet. And I've done some of this scientific testing myself, by the way. You know, I have an analytical laboratory, multiple mass spec instruments, and we are ISO accredited. And we do heavy metals testing on food and water and beverages and all kinds of things. We also test human hair. So we sell test kits at healthrangerstore.com where people send us their hair if they want to know the composition of the heavy metals that are in their hair. Now, we don't offer a medical diagnosis. What we do is just tell you what's in your hair, how much mercury, how much cadmium, how much arsenic, how much lead, and so on. And we've done probably, I don't know, thousands of hair samples over the last couple of years, and we have seen some very interesting results. Now, out of curiosity, I went out and I harvested hair from a dead rabbit that my dogs caught because I live on a ranch in Texas. And they also caught one time a wild pig. And I clipped off some of the hair from a dead wild pig. There are wild pigs all over the place in Texas. And one of them actually wandered into my fenced-off dog area, which was a fatal mistake for that pig, and of course the dogs had it almost completely devoured by the time I discovered it the next morning. But there was enough there to clip some hair, and since I'm a scientist, I'm interested in the heavy metals composition of human hair versus wild animals. And so I've done this actually several times, rabbits and wild pigs and, well, different rabbits. And in every case, the hair of the wild animals is incredibly pristine compared to the hair of human beings. And there's mercury in the hair of every human. And part of that is because of, well, vaccines. Part of it's because of mercury fillings that the dental industry continues to implant in people's mouths, even though mercury is incredibly toxic. And that should be medical malpractice on the part of dentists, by the way. People get mercury in seafood, whereas your average land animal in Texas isn't getting seafood, right? So the oceans are polluted. There's so many toxins in the oceans that just eating ocean fish is now incredibly dangerous to your health in terms of the heavy metals. This is widely known, by the way. This is why they warn about eating tuna if you're pregnant, or at least they used to. I think the FDA dropped the warning out of pressure from the food industry. So humans are incredibly toxic compared to wild animals. And you could also test this. You could confirm this by testing urine. You could test for pharmaceuticals and other organic molecules, different chemicals. Pesticide exposure is huge. So pesticide exposure in humans comes from, of course, the food supply being inundated with these toxic chemicals, whereas wild animals are just eating wild food and not very much exposure to pesticides or herbicides. So humans are incredibly toxic, and I find it interesting that these leftists, these Democrats in Washington state, they think it's going to be clean, like green and recycling, to take the most toxic organism on the planet, which is a human being, and then to compost that human being into the food supply. This is poisoning the food supply even beyond the degree to which it's being poisoned already. that contains unknown viral and bacterial pathogens and fungi strains and all kinds of chemicals, recreational drugs, birth control pills, residue from psychiatric drugs, you know, everything imaginable, and light industrial waste as well, including light waste from hospitals and dental offices and clinics and doctors and abortion centers, you know? So you add to that then this idea that they want to compost humans and flush them down the drain, and add that to the biosludge that's then dropped on the food supply, exported out of the cities, of course, to the rural areas of America and dropped on the food crops to contaminate those food crops. And they want to call this green. So this is typical leftism. This is liberals' mental illness. This is just like Ocasio-Cortez says, we can save the planet by banishing the combustion engine and shutting down the commercial air industry. It's just like that. These people have no rationality, no reason. They have no logic. They have no knowledge, no history, nothing. They are just blabbering idiots. And they think that it's clean and green and recycling and it's going to save the planet if they take the most toxic organisms, which are human beings living in liberal cities, by the way, and dump them into the food supply and then feed that food back to other people. So when you have a closed loop like that, what you're going to do over each successive cycle of this so-called recycling, you're going to increase the concentration of the toxins. You see, this is what happens. Instead of the toxins being eliminated, you're going to keep increasing them because the human being is eating food that's grown in the toxic wastes, compost derived from other toxic humans, and then that new human that ate the food, they're going to use the toilet and defecate into the toilet. That's going into the biosolids, back onto the farms, back into the food supply, thousands of times over and over again, hundreds of thousands of times maybe. And then when that human dies, all the toxins that are in that human's body are going to be added to that cycle. So with each death of a human being, the concentration of the toxins that's being applied to the food system on the food crops is going to increase to the point where the food supply will become so toxic that more and more people will die from eating that food, which will cause their body's toxins to be released and added to the food supply on top of everything else, which will increase the toxicity of the food supply yet again, which will cause even more people to die, which will cause more toxins to be released in the food supply, and so on and so forth. This thing is a self-reinforcing food suicide system. No wonder Democrats love it, because Democrats are a suicide cult. They love to kill infants, right? They're all about infanticide and killing babies even after they're born. They're all about killing Christians. They always talk about killing Trump supporters. They want to kill white people. And all of this killing that they want to carry out is, in their view, required to save the planet. And these are the same people who say there are too many people in the world, they have to get rid of 6 billion people, that the planet isn't sustainable with the way people are living today. So they want to come up with clever ways to introduce poison into the food supply, make your food deadly, to turn your food into a suicide mission. And this is how they have decided to do it. Of course, it's going to be labeled green. It's going to be labeled recycling. It's going to be labeled save the planet. Eat grandma. You know, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be like a cover of Time magazine. It used to be killing grandma. Now it's going to be eating grandma. That's going to be the cover of Time magazine. Because it's not enough to just kill the elderly in order to cut down on the healthcare costs in a socialized medicine system. Now you have to compost the elderly, scatter them across the food crops, and then eat them in your GMO corn. That is the new system. That's the new suicide cult of the left. But it's all labeled green. It's all recycling. And if you disagree with it, well, don't worry. They'll recycle you too, because there can be no dissent in an authoritarian, eco-fascist society. Stay with us here on Counterthink. Much more straight ahead. We'll be right back after this break.
Doing what you're told without knowing why is what they want. Counterthink. with Mike Adams.
Now, when I talk about what's really happening in the world in any kind of a social situation, I'm always amazed at how little the average person knows about reality. You know, here I am in this episode of Counterthink talking about human composting. And I guarantee you, the average person in America, if you tell them that, they would say, no, that can't be. They wouldn't do that. You're just fear-mongering. It's not true. It's a conspiracy theory, blah, blah, blah. I remember, what was it, like 15 years ago, there was a physician friend of mine who has since passed away, and I told him about the organ harvesting in communist China. I explained to him how they would arrest the Falun Gong meditation people. The government of China doesn't like meditation people, so they call it a cult. And then they arrest Falun Gong members, and they harvest their organs and sell the organs on the black market to wealthy people, wealthy leaders of other countries who need a kidney or need a liver or what have you. And then these Falun Gong people, of course, are killed and, you know, dumped into the river, whatever they do with them. And this doctor friend of mine said, that can't be. That doesn't happen in our world. And I remember thinking, wow, how can you be someone who's obviously so bright as a doctor and yet be so ignorant of what's happening in this world? To think that someone would argue with me about organ harvesting in China, it's like as if they were arguing that, no, there are not secret prisons in North Korea. Nobody does that, they would say. Really? Are you sure you have any clue about the world in which you live? You know, it reminds me of this idea. If Counterthink existed back in, let's say, 1941, and we were aware of what the Third Reich was doing, loading up the Jews onto boxcars, right? Shipping them off to concentration camps to be incinerated in ovens and gassed in gas chambers with Zyklon B, developed by Bayer, by the way, or IG Farben, which was the parent company that was broken up into Bayer and two other companies. If I published that information back in 1941, I guarantee you the entire mainstream media would say, no, you're making it up. It's a conspiracy theory. That's not happening. Why are you so dark? Why are you such a doom and gloomer? You should focus on the good news. And they would ban my website, you know, if there were websites back in 1941. And, of course, all the political leaders in America would also say that couldn't possibly be happening. And, of course, George Bush Sr.'s grandfather, of course, was part of that whole thing, lending money to the Nazis, and IBM provided the punch card machines to the Nazis so the Nazis could efficiently keep track of all their prisoners that they're sending to the gas chambers. So, you know, IBM sold them all the technology, and J.P. Morgan, you know, loaned money to the Nazis and everything. So there was, among the globalists, there was widespread support for Adolf Hitler and what he was doing at the time, by the way. I don't know if you realize this, but if you go back into the articles of the New York Times, they were celebrating the economic brilliance of Adolf Hitler. They were celebrating the Third Reich, and they were saying that it was awesome, and they were even starting to talk about this is a model that America should follow, they said. And then if I were to say in 1939 or 1941, if I were to say, wait a minute, no, they're rounding people up at gunpoint, stuffing them into boxcars, and sending them off into concentration camps to be incinerated, I would have been called a conspiracy theorist. And the reason that these huge crimes are allowed to take place for so long is because most human beings don't have the stomach to face the reality of what's happening in the world around them. And so they pretend that everything is okay. They play along, almost like the world to them is a giant mass hypnosis stage event. You've seen those hypnosis events, you know, where the hypnotist brings people up on stage and then hypnotizes them to do crazy things. That's the way the whole population operates, for the most part. They are playing along with theater. And as part of that theater, people are just brainwashed beyond belief. And part of that brainwashing is to deny the existence of evil. And this is how evil continues to persist in our world. You know what they say, the greatest trick of the devil is convincing humanity that he does not exist? Well, that's That's how it works. Evil controls the information system, the media, the governments of the world, and so on, the tech giants, you know, big tech, Google and everything. Evil controls all of them, and then evil banishes any discussion of evil to pretend that there's no evil in the world. So if you're here today talking about, hey, they're gonna take dead human bodies and they're gonna liquefy them and flush them down the drains in Seattle and turn it into fertilizer to spread on the food supply, even though that is 100% factually correct, the average person in America will say, that can't be. It's just not possible. They would never do that. Really? What makes you think they wouldn't do that when I'm reading the Seattle Times and it says they're doing that? Why would they admit to that if they weren't doing it? You see, the truth is the average American just has no knowledge of reality. They live in a very, very thin slice of reality, the slice that makes them feel the most comfortable. It's that slice that allows them to be conformist, to get along with the group, and to be able to have polite conversation in a social gathering. So they don't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers or rock any boats. All they have to do is repeat the same lies that they heard on the evening news. And that's going to be acceptable because everybody else believes the same lies. You invite me to a dinner, and in the middle of the dinner, I'll say, hey, was this food grown in the biosludge that was fertilized by composted dead people? And you will hear forks drop all over their plates around the table. And there will be gasps, and people would say, why would you even ask that, right? How could you even think that? This is America. We don't do that. Yes, we do. You fools. Yes, we do. If you are eating food grown in the state of Washington or the state of Oregon or the state of California or any state, anywhere in the country, you are eating food that is grown in composted human sewage feces right now. Because that's the practice. It's called biosludge. Watch my documentary. I interviewed EPA scientists on this, whistleblowers. Go to biosludged.com, biosludged.com, and you can just watch the whole movie for free. You can even download it, burn it to a DVD if you want. And you can just share it with people. Post it up on the BitTorrent websites. It features Dr. David Lewis, a former EPA whistleblower whose career was destroyed because he tried to warn the country about what was happening with biosludge. And that was before they started dissolving dead humans to be put into the sewage supply. So think about this, folks. Think about this, because what I'm telling you is true. It's acknowledged, and yet still 99 out of 100 people, maybe more, maybe it's 999 out of 1,000 people, will sit there and say, this can't be happening, it's not true, because it's too dark for them. It's too evil for them to grasp. And so they would prefer to pretend it's not happening, but it is happening. And that's what I do here on Counterthink, is I bring you the truth that's really happening, even though it seems astonishing. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more straight ahead. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Now, there were two questions I posed earlier about this human composting into the food supply. One of the questions was, what's the purpose of this? Why are they doing it now? So let's answer that question in the remaining couple of segments here on Counterthink. By the way, if you miss any Counterthink episodes, you must visit counterthink.com, where you can watch the full episodes, including all the past archived episodes. So check those out at counterthink.com, and there are only, I think, three more episodes coming before I switch gears to Food Forensics, the new show. But if you're wondering why this rush to liquefy human beings and compost human bodies, so here's the answer that's even more disturbing. It's because, well, you know, it's worse than a dystopian sci-fi movie. Remember in Soylent Green, where they were scooping up the human protesters and then turning them into Soylent Green to feed the other humans? And in that film, you know, the human population had become too large. The governments wanted to get rid of all the people And they figured out the best way to do that was to kill people and feed them to the other people. That is becoming a documentary, because this is exactly what's going on, or about to, as the mayor of Washington State signs this into law, and the law spreads to Oregon, California, and other states. What they're going to do is they're going to unleash a kill switch. They're going to exterminate most of the human population on the planet. And before they do that, of course, they have to have a disposal system in place. There are going to be so many people dying from the kill switch, which I'll talk about in a minute, and that could be introduced to people through a vaccine or through just an open-air release of a biological weapon. Lots of ways the kill switch can be activated. But there'll be so many people dying that they won't be able to dispose of bodies in the normal way, which is a burial, in most cases, or cremation. There's just going to be too many bodies. And they're going to need to get rid of all these bodies in some way that they can pretend is green or recycling. In other words, they need to create this narrative before the kill switch is activated. They need to have the legal precedent in place. So they need laws that allow governments to take all the dead people that are going to be scooped off the streets, just like in Soylent Green, and then dump them into composting systems. And then out of the compost system, you can imagine a giant building. On one end of the building, it's going to be truckloads of dead humans dumped in. And then in the building, there's going to be all these factory operations. And then out of the other end of the building is going to be Soylent Green. Really, it's going to be something like... Well, in the city of Milwaukee, for example, they take all the sewage from the city, all the human sewage, and they package it up as a fertilizer that they call milorganite. And all it is human feces that's repackaged as something that sounds organic. And they market that to put on your flower beds and your strawberries and your home garden, you know, all this kind of stuff. Again, this is all covered in my film, Biosludged. So in Washington State and other states, they're going to have the same kind of thing operating. They're going to have dead humans going in one end, and then out of the other end, out of the biosludge system, they're going to have, you know, nutrient-rich dirt is what they're going to call it. You know, good for your home garden. In Austin, they call it dillo dirt, after armadillos, which are very common animal in Texas. So they call it dillo dirt, and they have a logo of an armadillo carrying a little wheelbarrow of dirt, and this is a cartoon mascot to make it all look really clean and fun. Isn't it so fun? Just gonna have a little armadillo bringing you nutrient-rich, nitrogen-rich soil for your home garden. I dare you to go out and buy a bag of dillo dirt and put some water in it, put it in a bucket, let that water soak in good, and come back and smell it a day later. You will be blown away, because it smells like they scooped it right out of a porta potty, which, of course, is exactly what they did. You're buying basically dehydrated human feces. I'm sorry to bring up this imagery, I really am. You're buying dehydrated human feces. And if you add water, guess what you get? Oh, rehydrated human feces. And you see, this is what they sell now all across the country. And in other cities, they have different ways of describing it, different packaging for it, you know. They actually have people that run out to farmers, knock on their doors, say, "Hey, we're from the city. Would you like free fertilizer?" And the farmers are like, "Okay, free fertilizer sounds great." And then the city's like, "Okay, we'll bring trucks full of it." And they come out and they dump dehydrated feces all over the farmers' fields. And then the next time it rains, turns into rehydrated feces, and the farmers are like, "Why is everybody getting sick? Why are all the animals dying? Why are the crops getting destroyed? Why? What's that horrible, horrible smell that lasts for months?" You know, here you go. So they're doing that now. That's not even a what-if scenario. That's not even a dystopian sci-fi future. That's happening now. Imagine then adding dead, dehydrated human bits into that, which is what they want to do. It's about to become law. So this is an efficient way to mass process human corpses in advance of the coming kill switch. They know, they, the globalists, they know they're going to kill billions of people. This is, they openly talk about it. I mean, Bill Maher on HBO, he talks about how humans must die, he says. There's too many people on the planet, he says. They have to get rid of them all. And he urges people, don't have children, and he urges people to go kill themselves. I'm like, hey, Bill, how about you go first? Tell you what, you go first, and we'll arrange to have your body put in the food processor there to go down the drain. And that can be composted in your city of Los Angeles. How about that? But for whatever reason, he doesn't want to go first. I don't know. I guess he doesn't have that leadership potential. But why not go first if you're going to advocate that? The point is, they want a way, a convenient way to get rid of millions of people. Actually, billions, I should say. And so this is it. Now, let's talk about the kill switch. Because the kill switch is, I've covered this in the past, part of the reason that globalists are pushing for vaccine compliance is because I believe they plan to put the kill switch into a vaccine. What better way in their evil, devious minds to kill off billions of people on the planet than to just have people line up and beg for it? So what they'll do is they'll whip up a fake pandemic. They'll have the fake news announce that people are dying everywhere, even though you won't. It's actually not happening. It's just totally fake. There's some kind of pandemic. It is like swine flu, like Z47 or whatever they make up. Oh, no, wait, it's Zika 9. That's it, Zika 9. And they'll have a bunch of scientists on the news, and they'll say, yeah, everybody's going to die if you don't get this shot. And then they'll have the shot ready. And then they'll have mandates. Everybody has to get vaccinated against Zika 9. And then if you don't get vaccinated, of course, they'll deny you access to public transportation. You won't be able to fly on an airplane. You know, you won't be able to participate in society. You can't get health insurance, all this stuff. So they'll get everybody to get vaccinated. And then what they don't tell you is that in that vaccine is a deadly pathogen with about a 12-month incubation time. A year later, everybody starts falling dead in all these cities all across America. And what do you know? They have the human composting laws ready to go. Isn't that convenient? Just call in the Soylent Green harvesting rigs and pick people up and dump them into the composting centers to produce more milorganite. It's recycling, says Ocasio-Cortez. We're saving the planet. This is what they're up to. And if you go along with it, if you get injected with their kill switch vaccine, it's basically euthanasia or delayed euthanasia. You will die. And that will achieve the goal of what the globalists are looking for. They want you to die. They just don't want you to realize that they want you to die. They want you to believe that they're saving the planet while they're actually exterminating humankind. That's the truth about what's coming. All right, one more segment straight ahead. We'll be right back after this break here on Counterthink.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
Now, there will be people who will say to all of this, oh, it's just, you're just touting some grand conspiracy theory. None of that's true. Those are the same people who would have said, again, in 1939... they would have said, no, there aren't Jews being rounded up and shipped off on railroad cars to be incinerated in giant ovens run by Nazis. That you're making that up, they would say. So, again, recognize that people are always in denial about the reality of the horrors that are happening. But here's the difference. Here's how you can really, I think, explore this issue for yourself and maybe even convince yourself that this is true. If you look at the history of the colonization of the world, governments throughout the 1700s, 1800s, and I would say most of the 1900s, governments always wanted more people. Look, check out the 1700s, right? The War of Independence. America was sparsely populated, and even at that time, Europe was sparsely populated compared to what it is today. There were very few people in the world compared to today. And so at the time, throughout the 18th and 19th and even 20th centuries, most governments wanted more people to have more babies, to colonize more land, to produce more economic output, more factories, more farms, and so on, because governments got a percentage of the economic output. It's called taxation. And every nation in the world is actually a tax farm that produces taxes as the harvest for the globalists who are in charge. So they wanted more people. And in those days, the people were very self-reliant. People were hardy. They were innovative. They would work the fields. They would expand out to other lands and found more cities and build more buildings and raise more livestock and do all these things that would generate more economic activity. And out of this economic activity, governments could wage more wars because you could fund the war if you had a large enough tax base, or if you could convince people to buy war bonds like they did in World War II and so on. So all this time, governments wanted more people to live and to flourish. They wanted people to be healthy. The original USDA food guide pyramid, for example, which was developed, I think, in about the 1940s or 50s, was actually designed to nourish people. Today's food guide pyramid is designed to enhance the profits of the processed food companies at the expense of human health. But back in the 40s or whenever it was, they wanted people to actually be nourished and be healthy and have more babies so those babies could grow up and add to the tax farm base. So for most of human history, governments actually wanted people to live and prosper. Well, that all changed around in the 1970s. In the 1970s, the globalists got this idea that there were too many people in the world. And this was because of the work of people like Paul Ehrlich, the scientist who is best known for warning about overpopulation. And as we saw the rise of the welfare state in America, we saw more and more of the population demanding government entitlements, living on food stamps, living on handouts, actually costing the government money. And as more people started collecting Social Security, Medicare, and at the state level, Medicaid, populations became a financial burden on governments. So notice the difference. Governments that used to financially benefit from more people are now finding themselves in a situation where they're in such dire financial straits that the only way many world governments can even avoid bankruptcy is to find a way to kill off billions of people. I mean, the only way to save the United States of America from bankruptcy, it's $21 trillion in debt right now, is for the government to find a way to kill off all the people who are going to collect Social Security and Medicare and federal pensions, by the way, one day. They got to find a way to kill all those people. That's the only way that the U.S. government can avoid financial insolvency. So populations have become the enemy of governments of the world. Governments now recognize that these populations are a financial burden rather than revenue generators. This is the big change. This is what has happened. So the policy change from 100 years ago, which was, hey, help everybody eat more food, be healthy, have more babies, and generate more economic productivity. Now governments are like, hey, how do they kill as many people as possible? And how do we, you know, recycle the bodies into the food supply to get rid of them quickly? This is the kind of conversation that now dominates modern governments. They are working out how to kill the masses, how to eliminate populations. And globalists, when you look at the kind of research that globalists are funding and engaged in, I mean, it's everything from covert infertility vaccines in mosquitoes so they can release millions of mosquitoes in a city and cause widespread infertility. Remember when the Catholic Bishops Association in Kenya ran some lab tests on the United Nations vaccines that were being given to black women there and found that all those vaccines contained spontaneous abortion chemicals and infertility chemicals? Remember the research of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on using ultrasound against a man's scrotum to create infertility for 6 months? Remember the medical experiments run by Pfizer on children in Nigeria? So many experiments that some children died, and the Nigerian government issued arrest warrants for the CEO of Pfizer. Remember President Obama apologizing for the NIH-funded medical experiments on Guatemalan prisoners? Or how about just the Tuskegee medical experiments on blacks in the United States, funded by government money? Does any of that ring a bell to you? Because if it does, then you already know the truth, that the government has been working with the scientific community for many years to develop ways to exterminate human beings. This is why the abortion industry continues to receive hundreds of millions of dollars in federal money, even as President Trump opposes abortion and is apparently in charge. Why are we still funding infanticide with federal money? There's a question for you. The answer is because it's all about mass murder. And if you missed my Counterthink episode from last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, you've got to go back and hear that. It's called The Annihilation Agenda. That details exactly why and how the human race is going to be exterminated. And what I'm bringing here today is this new piece about the composting of human bodies so that they can establish the legal framework of mass disposal of human bodies so that when the kill switch is unleashed, they have a legal way to get rid of all the bodies. Now, you've got the rise of the robots coming on soon. Robot automation will replace probably 70% of human labor, according to many estimates. So you got to understand that when they plan to kill off human beings, they do plan to replace them with robotic systems, warehouse robots, automatic driving robots, you know, transportation on the highways, Terminator robots, robots that carry weapon systems, robotic drones, seek and destroy, you know, all kinds of systems like that. So the humans that aren't killed by the kill switch can still be mopped up by the Terminator robots, probably drone systems fitted with explosive charges. The Russians have recently introduced a drone system. It's actually created by the Kalashnikov company, the same company whose founder created the AK-47 rifle. They've developed a drone, an exploding drone, that it's small enough to fit into a backpack. A soldier can launch the drone and then remote control it. And it's kind of like a guided missile, and they can seek out a target. The drone goes right to the target and then just detonates with, I don't know what it was, 100 grams of high explosive charges on that drone. So this is what they'll do to mop up human beings. So you might want to go back and watch Terminator 4, I think it was. Terminator 4 with the flying drone Terminators, because that's not science fiction anymore. That's probably going to happen. And of course, also go back and watch Minority Report with starring Tom Cruise, because we've also entered the era of thought crimes and pre-crime. So even thinking about resisting the kill shot or not taking a vaccine, just thinking about it can get you targeted for arrest and incarceration in the new authoritarian society run by the techno-fascists. So this is the future that you have to look forward to. You're going to have to resist it if you want to live. Perhaps in the next episode, I'll talk about resistance to medical tyranny, medical fascism, techno-fascism, and the rise of the authoritarian police state. Don't be fooled by the fact that Trump is president. He's not going to be in power forever. And the next Democrat that's in the White House will unleash a complete authoritarian society and executions of political dissidents in America, where the people will have their organs harvested, just like in communist China. So that's all coming, and you need to be able to defend yourself against it. Watch for upcoming episodes at counterthink.com, and I appreciate you sharing this episode and warning other people about what's coming. This is Mike Adams here. Read my website, naturalnews.com, to stay informed.